This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rising up from New York's public powerhouse and the basketball home of the defending Mid-American Conference champions, we are the University at Buffalo Bulls. Live from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, broadcasting on the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. This is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider.
Brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi and ComDoc, and in part by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Now, here's Brian Wolfe.
Good afternoon and welcome to UB Basketball Insider. I am Brian Wolfe here from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill, joined now by the second-year head coach of the UB Bulls, Nate Oates. Dante Carruthers will join us later in the show. Coach, been a little while since we've talked before the new year, so first, Happy New Year, and talk to us a little bit about the team and how things have been going, since the last time we chatted.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. You know what, I think it was good. We got away. We got a little break, 4 or 5 days off from each other. We came back. I think some guys had some renewed focus a little bit. We came out. I thought we played harder against Maine. You know, then we started conference play at Toledo. That didn't go like we wanted it to, but I do think it was kind of a big – turning point. Like we realize, you know, no matter how much we talk about playing harder and harder, like there has to be a everyday entire team built around max effort, you know. And once we got, I think the effort at Eastern Michigan was 100% better than it was at Toledo. Now Toledo made a lot of tough shots and we didn't hit, you know, we were off, but you're gonna have that stuff in basketball. You gotta kind of fight and claw and scrap your way to at least keeping the game respectable, which I think our guys getting embarrassed like they did actually kind of lit a little bit of a fire under them, which I think was good at that point, because at the end of the day, a loss is a loss, whether it's 1 point, 2 points, whatever it is, and it's still a loss in the loss column. So, you know, road games are hard to win anyways, but sometimes when you get embarrassed like you did there, I think it adds a little bit extra fire to how hard you have to play. So I think the two games since then, We've given a lot better effort. You know, Eastern, it showed. You know, we haven't shot the ball well in either game, and we really, you know, we got up big on both teams. You know, we got a great road win at Eastern, and then if we hadn't lost our minds, for a little bit of a stretch there in the second half, we had a great win against Ohio. Now, we ended up losing the game by two, but I think we showed everybody what we're capable of doing. You know, if we play hard and really, we didn't shoot the ball that well in that game either. You know, we shot 25% from three against Eastern, 24% from three against Ohio, and we were up 15 on Ohio, and in the first half, up 14, midway through second half. So we're playing a lot better. We got to piece it all together. We got to get the physical effort. We got to get, you know, the chemistry and playing together. And I kind of been telling them there's kind of a threefold deal here. We got to play hard. We got to play together. We got to play smart. Like we've got the playing hard thing going the right direction now. We've just got, and we're really starting to play a lot more together. It's just, we got to start being a lot smarter out there on the floor.
One of the guys in the last two games that has played really well has been CJ Massenburg. Back-to-back double doubles, 18 points, 10 rebounds against Eastern. I think he went 17 points, 11 rebounds against Ohio, and back-to-back double-doubles and points and rebounds from a guard. I mean, those are some pretty impressive numbers.
Very, very impressive. You know, I think CJ, you know, he struggled a little bit when he came back from the mono. There's been nobody that's put in as much time as he has outside of practice in the games since he's come back from Christmas. I mean, he's all in, and he's really all – I mean, I know he's only a sophomore, but he's really like eight – strong team leader, if not the team leader right now. I leave to come up here to the show, he's in the gym about to get extra shots up. You know, he was in last night getting extra shots up. He's in all the time getting extra shots up. Like, it means something to him. He's trying to lead. He's playing hard. You know, and you get rewarded with that. When you put extra time in outside, you know, of what's required, those are the guys that gets rewarded. Those are the ones that deserve to play well. Those are the ones that deserve to have big games like that. And he's earning it right now. And you know what? The winning's going to follow. He's kind of taking our team and bringing us in the right direction with him right now, to be honest with you.
Talking with Nate Oates, whose squad is home this Saturday, January 14th, against Ball State, a 2 p.m. tip-off at Alumni Arena. Tickets are available by calling the UB ticket office at 1-877-UB there, visiting ubbowls.com. You know, you talk about the rebounding effort just in general, 50 rebounds against Ohio, the most that the Bulls have had in a game since 2012. The team's averaging 41 rebounds a game. You know, I mean, anytime you can average over 40 boards, you know, per game, that's a big number. What's going right on the boards with the team?
Our effort. I think rebounding, you know, if you look at a box score, there's not that many stats on a box score that, you know, scream effort louder than rebounds do. I think our effort's been great. And you know what? When you play defense at a high level, there's more rebounds to get. The ball's not going through the rim nearly as often. I think we've been able to hold some teams to lower percentages shooting the last two games, and it gives you more rebounds. And, you know, and then on our offensive end, hopefully we start shooting the ball better and there's less offensive rebounds to get, but there's been plenty of those to get too with the way we've been shooting it. You know, we just got to get some more guys to get in the gym and, you know, take it upon themselves and take a little pride and get in the gym and shoot. But I do think, you know, there's been that opportunity to get more rebounds on both ends of the floor, and our effort's been really good and we've been able to capitalize on it.
Looking ahead to this Saturday against Ball State, again, a home game at the Alumni Arena, the first time you're going to have two consecutive games this season at home. Talk to us what you know about this Ball State team that's going to be coming into the Alumni Arena.
They play hard. They've got a good record. They're well coached. Coach Whitford does a really good job. You know, they've got a sophomore point guard that was actually a transfer that sat out last year. That is playing really well. I mean, he's leading them in scoring, leading them in assists. He's a tough kid. You know, our guards are going to have to be really good. And then after him, they if you look at their scoring, the next seven scorers are all between, I think, 7.7 and like 12.3. So basically it's, you know, they've got point guard averaging 15, and then they have seven people like between 8 and 12 points a game. So they're really balanced. You know, they're deep. You know, like we're usually deeper than most of the teams that we play. They're probably just as, if not deeper than us. You know, and they've got some tough kids inside to play hard. You know, Franco House seems like he's been there for our shoot. He's battling against Moss back when Moss's first year here, you know, back when McCray was playing. So he's got some experience. They've got a lot of experience, you know, in the interior. But, the point guard plays like he's a seasoned veteran. He's kind of running the show for him at a pretty high level right now.
And not to look past Saturday, but then you go next Tuesday night down to Kent State. Always a battle when you go to the MAC Center, and you have a pretty good record in that building as both an assistant and a head coach. But you know, talk about, you know, the battle with Kent State, and you know, any battle really against the Mackey's team.
Yeah, Kent. I think we're 6-0 against them in the 3 years I've been here, whether it's a head coach or an assistant. So there's no added pressure to continue the streak against them. I mean, they're kind of coming at us. I think last year got real chippy down there. I think their players refused to shake our players' hands. I'm sure their coaching staff's letting them know they haven't beat us for a long time. So it's going to be Saturday's got it. Saturday is almost what must win if we want to stay in this. We're 1-2. Ohio and Akron are both 3-0. Like, we can't let it get away from us this early. So we're going to have to win, and then got to go on the road and win a tough one at Kent State. You know, you don't want to look past the one in front of you. But, yeah, that one at Kent's going to be a tough game for sure.
Looking back at Ball State, one of two teams in the West that you will play twice, both home and on the road. That road game, which was scheduled for February 4th, now picked up by ESPNU, moved to February 3rd, a 9 p.m. tip-off. What does that mean for the program anytime you can get those national exposure games on the ESPN family of networks?
No, I think it's big, you know, and we've done pretty well. You know, actually one of the Kent State games at home a couple years ago was a blackout that pretty much sold out alumni. I think, you know, it was a 10 o'clock start, if I remember right. I think the students came out in droves and made that one a really good one. I think it's good, you know, and hopefully Ball State crowd would be you know, hopefully they all stay in their dorms and watch it on ESPNU instead of coming out to support it, so they don't have the big home court advantage. But they probably will get a good crowd out there, I would assume. You know, we do a really good job with our students coming out on those national games, so it'll probably be a pretty good environment. And I, you know, it'd be great because it's tend to been not so well attended maybe there. You know, they've got a really big arena and nice, and you know, they hopefully they can fill it up for that national TV game down there.
All right, Nate, well, a quick break. When we come back, you'll remain with us, and we'll have Dante Carruthers joining us. But right now, we take a break. You are listening to UB Basketball Insider from Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill.
ESPN 1520.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $289 per month. Only $289 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
From U Sports to the NFL, A-Turf synthetic grass fields are helping athletes have fun and perform at their peak. More than 30 Western New York schools and over 400 schools nationwide call A-Turf their home field. It's what the UB Bulls play on and the Buffalo Bills too. A-Turf Titan has the highest safety rating and the longest warranty. A-Turf, optimal performance for athletes, superior value for owners. Learn more at aturf.com.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Buffalo sports fans, the UB men's basketball team will host the Cardinals of Ball State in a MAC showdown Saturday, January 14th. With tickets starting as low as $8, Alumni Arena is the place to be for fun family entertainment. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. Saturday, January 14th. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, you are listening to UB Basketball Insider. Nate Oates stays with us, and we're joined by sophomore Dante Carruthers. Dante, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing well. So Dante, one of the newcomers on this year's team, but a redshirt sophomore. He's played at Midland Community College and then was also at Indian Hills. Nate, talk to us a little bit about the background of how Dante was recruited to Buffalo.
Well, he's from Rochester, so, you know, he's right there up the road an hour. So he's from around here. Yeah, he led New York State in scoring as a senior in high school, so he's, you know, he's obviously a good player. And one of my assistants, Coach Hodgson, actually recruited him down to Midland when Brian was an assistant down there. And he went down there and played his freshman year, had a really good freshman year for him. Then Brian left, and Dante ended up leaving, transferring to another junior college at Indian Hills. It broke his foot and ended up not playing, so he ended up not using a year of eligibility because of the broken foot his sophomore year. So he came to us with 3 years to play. And, really, you know, he's a junior really in school. He's just got 3 years to play because of that injury. So, you know, he's come on to be kind of our defensive stopper. I mean, you know, we put him on the other team's best player to shut him down. He's been coming off the bench. He's probably going to get the start on Saturday against Ball State. If everything stays like I think it's going to after tomorrow's practice. But, you know, he's gonna get the assignment with the point guard, and he's been getting tough defensive assignments. He's done well with it. So, you know, he's just kind of plays hard. He gives us max effort every night and does the stuff it takes to win. He took four charges in the second half. He took four charges in like 13 minutes of a game. His first charge came with 13 minutes and some seconds to go in the game, and he ended up with four in the game, which I haven't seen that happen before. So does a lot of the little stuff it takes to win games, and you know, we're trying to reward him with some playing time with it.
Dante, how much do you pride yourself, you know, in your defensive intensity, and every time when you're out there on the court, you know, talk to us about that effort.
I feel like coming from a family of five with all boys, like, you got to be tough. So like, I try to take it real personal because I hate being scored on. So I know that me being a good player on defense will help our team in the long run, like to get transition or just like the little things like that to get Blake out running. It'll help us out a lot. So I try to take on that role.
And then, you know, drawing the charges, you know, coach talked about that. You know, what goes through the, you know, your mind when you kind of step in there and you take those charges, four in a game. I think you had two another game, or even, you know, diving for the loose balls, just all those hustle plays. You know, what's going through your mind, you know, every time you know you're doing that?
I think I just try to be the fire for the team. I feel like if I do it, then CJ will do it, and they'll get Blake to go. So I just try to like set the tone on defense, because I know on offense everybody could, you know, go. So I just try to be that guy to go to on defense.
What's the transition been like for you to come in here playing at the Division I level, you know, 16 games now into the season?
It's been a bumpy road, but you got to stay consistent. Some games I hit some threes, some games I don't, but I always try to make sure that my defense is always at like its best to help the team out.
You know, Nate, and then you talk about, I mean, At this point, newcomers aren't really newcomers anymore. When you're 16 games into the year, but when you're able to have, someone come in who has that college experience, whether it's at the junior college level, how much of an added bonus is that? Instead of having, you know, the freshman coming in, maybe having just
I think we've done well with some of the transfer kids. You know, you look at like what Blake and Willie were able to do for us last year with, you know, Blake hitting the big shots and being all conference, and Willie being all tournament, and Willie making the all defensive team. I think having some experience at the college level, whether it's junior college or whatever it may be, it is an added bonus, like you said. And the fact that Dante's played in college, been associated with college programs and gone through that, I think helps. Now, it's obviously a lot different, you know, from junior college to Division I. So, like he said, it's been, you know, a little bit bumpy ride. I think it's been bumpy as far as the offensive side of it goes. You know, defensively, he had to learn our system, but his effort was always there. He had to kind of learn how we wanted to guard ball screens, where the help side needed to come from, who we're helping off, who we're not helping off. He's picking that up a lot better, you know, than he was early in the year. And then hopefully the offense, and we know he's a talented offensive kid. You know, he had 4 50-point games in high school. That's I coached a lot of really good players back at Ryman, so I was telling them yesterday, like, I never had any of them score 50. Like, I've had kids that are making a lot of money in Europe, guys that were the last cut in an NBA training camp, none of them scored 50. He did it four times. So, you know, hopefully we can get the offense rolling with the defense and get him rolling here in the second part of the year on both sides of the ball.
Well, we'll talk more about Dante's high school career in the last segment with him. But I do want to ask both of you, and I'm going to ask Dante first, and then I'll have Coach chime in. So when you're at Midland, it's you and it's Coach Hodgson. Then that same year, you got Willie Connor at Odessa, you got David Kadiri at South Plains. You guys all played in the same league against each other. Was there is there still a lot of trash talking that goes on between you guys?
Of course, because Midland, we wasn't the best. Obviously, DK team was the best. They ended up going to like the national championship, I think, or something like that. So I kind of don't have that much to say about the junior college level because we wasn't that good. But we still played every game hard, so I could still say something about that.
I mean, have you seen either kind of the trash talking or just talking to us about what it's like? You know, all those guys, they played in the same league, and maybe that just speaks volumes to that league and to the level of junior college basketball down in that area.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Brian's always talking about how great that league is down there, and, you know, he went down and recruited these guys. And I know Kadiri had a triple-double in the it was a championship game for the junior college team, his sophomore year down there. And, you know, for Dante to average 10 in that league as a freshman was really good, because there's so many high-level players in that league. You know, and then Willie was first team in that league. I mean, there's like high-major kids. You know, they got kids going all over the country out of that league. And, you know, Willie went in, played really well for Odessa. I believe he was their leading scorer his sophomore year. So, you know, it's a high-level basketball, and we got some of the better players out of the league right now. And, you know, I'm not afraid to go. You know, we're not necessarily trying to build the whole program based on junior college transfers, but we're not afraid of it either if they're good kids. I think Dante, Willie, Blake, and Kadiri have all been really good kids. So, you know, they've kind of panned out well for us in that regards.
All right. Well, Nate, we're done with you for this week. We'll talk to you again next week, and we'll recap Ball State and Kent State and look ahead to the game on the 21st against Western Michigan. When we come back, more with Dante Carruthers, listening to UB Basketball Insider from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill.
This month at Town BMW, lease a 2017 BMW 320i X-Drive sedan for $289 per month. Only $289 per month. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville today.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Join us at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Hey, it's Paul Santora letting you know we have two great locations. One on Millersport Highway next to the Marriott, one on Transit Road next to Transit Lanes. We've got 60 taps, 66 TVs. All of our food is made to order with the freshest and most natural ingredients. Both locations have live music, Millersport on Friday, Transit Friday and Saturday night. There's no better place to enjoy football and hockey with great drink and food specials for every game. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill since 1927. Four generations strong, the only family to say we are the original. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Great food, great people, great beer.
Buffalo sports fans, the UB men's basketball team will host the Cardinals of Ball State in a MAC showdown Saturday, January 14th. With tickets starting as low as $8, Alumni Arena is the place to be for fun family entertainment. Tip-off is set for 2 p.m. Saturday, January 14th. For tickets and more information, visit ubbulls.com or call 1-877-UB-THERE.
Welcome back to the worldwide leader in sports, ESPN 1520. Live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, this is the Bulls Digital Network UB Basketball Insider. Now, here's Brian Wolf.
Back here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Remember, the Bulls are home this Saturday, January 14th, when they host the Ball State Cardinals, a 2 p.m. tip-off at Alumni Arena. You can buy tickets at the UB ticket office by calling 1-877-UB there or at ubbulls.com. Joined in the final segment here, again, with Dante Carruthers. And Dante, I mean, I know you want to be a broadcasting major here, so are you here trying to steal my job, or what's going on?
You know, I'm picking up a few things that I could take from you, but I advise you to keep your job, you know, because you need it right now. But give me a couple years, it's going to be mine.
I know we've talked about it before, that broadcasting is something that you've always been interested in, and I know Craig Sager was kind of the guy that got you interested in it. So talk to us a little bit about that, and you know, obviously his untimely passing was difficult. But you know, what was it about the way that he reported that really resonated with you?
He was just always like, he was just always a show. Like his suits, the way he had, like, he just was somebody that everybody had fun with, you know, like, and he did his job really, really good. So for him to add the suits on, like, my favorite one was with him and Kevin Garnett, and Kevin Garnett told him to never wear that suit again, and they was just, it was like a bond there that I wanted, you know, to have one day with a bunch of famous people like that.
Rochester native, playing back close to home, what does that mean to you to be able to play at, you know, the closest Division I college to where you grew up?
It means a lot because my first year coming out of high school, just going straight to Texas, I was used to, like, my mom and my brothers coming to every game. So for them not to come to any, it was, like, kind of hard, you know, to, like, not show up for the game, but, you know, knowing that nobody's going to be there for you was kind of tough. And then I started to move closer. I went to Iowa, and then I came here. So now it's great. Like, they come to all the home games and some away games, so I love it.
And I know Javon McCray is someone that how you started Is that right?
Yeah, Javon's my cousin. That's my big cousin. A lot of people know that. They call me Baby 12 around. That's kind of annoying, but I mean, he had a real good career that I hope to, you know, keep going here in the family tradition.
Do you guys talk a lot, and does he give you advice about playing in the MAC or being at UB?
I talk to him probably 3 to 4 times a week. He called me after every game, telling me the stuff I did wrong, the stuff I could improve on, the stuff I did good. Like, he just try to keep my spirits high, but always tell the truth, you know, like whenever I need to get broke down a little bit.
You know, Coach Jones talked a little bit about your high school career, all those 50-point games. I mean, what was that like? And, you know, you led New York State in scoring. Talk to us about your high school career and the success you had.
My high school career was very, very nice. I would say my role was my role was totally different. I had to score for us to win, but we didn't have nobody go to college basketball after that. So it was kind of tough knowing that everybody was going to, you know, triple team me or whatever. I had to find ways to score. But I would say, like, my mindset was totally different in high school than coming out to college, going to, like, these big colleges. So, I mean, hopefully I get that scoring power back again to help us out.
What's been your favorite moment so far here at UB?
My favorite moment.
You can say the Bahamas trip. That's totally fine.
I won't even say the Bahamas trip. I would say. I think it was the Alaska trip. To be honest, seeing a bunch of new things, trying bison burgers and a bunch of stuff like that I never had before, and it was really, really fun playing inside that big arena and playing some competition like Nevada and stuff like that.
Have you ever, you know, do you look back and think about all the places that basketball has brought you, whether it was at, you know, in junior college, going down to Texas, or so far this season, going to the Bahamas, going to Alaska, being in Omaha, Nebraska, just all those places that you've had the opportunity to go to because of basketball? Do you ever just kind of look back and think about how special that is?
Yeah, very special. I always pray and thank God for all the opportunities he gave me. I went to Vegas once, a couple times. I've been a lot of places for basketball, and like it kind of opened my eyes to see how much hard work could like turn your life around. So pretty good.
What are the goals for you as you know, we're about at the halfway point of the season, 3 games into the MAC schedule. What are your goals as the season continues here?
My goal is just to perform on offense and defense, not just defense, and just to win, period. I don't care if I score 0 points. As long as we get to win and everybody's happy, then if that's what it takes, then I like it. But I feel like we all got to just gel together. I mean, we get it. We had a bad game at Toledo, but we picked it up. We said enough is enough, and now we piecing stuff together, which is really good for our team.
You can tell both on the court and maybe in the locker room that the effort is getting better, you know, over the last 2 games and as you guys are moving along here.
I would say like everybody's coming together. We don't have that many, you know, like attitudes or egos and stuff like that. So that's helping us out a lot because everybody just focus on one thing, that's playing for one another and just winning. So it's helping us out a lot.
What would it, you know, you watched the team win two MAC titles, go to the NCAA tournament. What would it mean to you to reach that pinnacle, to win a conference title and play in an NCAA tournament?
It would be a dream come true. Last year, I was watching every game inside my school last year, locker room. And when Blake hit the buzzer beater, I think we was on a road going to the national championship game, and we stopped at Popeyes or something. And I was watching the game there, and I was recording, and everybody was just looking at me because I had a feeling that I was going to go there. So everybody knew after that I was going to go there. So it would be like a dream come true, to be honest.
You get a lot of support. I mean, it must be tough, you know, with playing so many games on the road. You know, here you are, you come back home. You want to get family and friends to come see you play at home. You don't play that many home games, you know, through the first two and a half months of the season. playing games inside Alumni Arena and you're able to have your family and friends here watching you play?
I feel like it felt like I was still at like the Hills or at Midland, how much we traveled and stuff like that, and family not being able to come. But now, like, they are coming up, coming 2 days early, you know, staying in the hotel just to, you know, tell me everything's going to be okay. Just keep praying and just keep playing. My hardest out there when I go out there is really good because it's needed sometimes.
Well, the Bulls are home this Saturday, January 14th, when they host Ball State, a 2 p.m. tip-off at Alumni Arena. Dante, best of luck on Saturday and the rest of the season. Thank you for your time today. That's going to do it for us here at UB Basketball Insider. For all of us here at Centaurus Pizza Pub and Grill, good night.
You've been listening to UB Basketball Insider, brought to you by our Team UB partners, New Era Cap, Town BMW, Nike, AdPro Sports, WGRZ Channel 2, Pepsi, and ComDoc, and in part by Centaurus Pizza Pub and Grill and A-Turf.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.